Hi, my name is Reet, and this is my story called The Value of Money. Hello, everyone. I have a story to share with you today. It is a personal story about my very early years, around actually 4 years old. Growing up in a small town named Stratford, one of my earliest memories was being allowed to walk myself to a nearby grocery store, about 400 feet from our doorstep. I had all my pennies and a couple of nickels saved in my piggy bank. I asked my mom if I could take all of my money and buy some candy. Mom agreed, but only if I promised to stay on our side of the street, which was where the grocery store was located. Yes, of course, I said I would. I have been to this grocery store before, but never by myself. Off I went with all my money placed carefully in my front jean pocket. Opening the door to the grocery store, my eyes immediately went to the candy aisle. I spotted bags of M&Ms, candy bars, gumballs, and my favorite, jelly beans. I took my time and I picked a big, colorful bag of jelly beans. Red, green, yellow, black, white. Holding it very close to my body, I walked to the store counter, reaching up as far as I could. I was only about 4 feet tall, barely seeing over the countertop. I placed the candy and all of my money from my front jean pocket. The grocery man was rather old, as I could tell by his posture and all of his wrinkles. Looking scornfully at me, he yelled, "You don't have enough money to pay for this candy." Whoa! Needless to say, I was mortified. I cringed as his voice escalated. Just as I started pulling my money back to me, a tall, very tall, black-haired young man emptied his front jean pocket of coins on the counter and said to the grocery man, "Give the kid what she wants." My heart started to beat rapidly. I then heard the grocery man say, "He's paying for you. Say thank you." I turned, looked way up, and whispered, "Thank you." Fast forward 34 years. I worked as a department manager for Caldors in Brookfield, another small town located in the southwestern Fairfield County of Connecticut. In the strip mall was a sandwich / ice cream shop. Regularly, I would take my lunch with my colleague, Edie. And on this particular hot August day, we decided to go there. We chatted, ate, laughed, and finished our meal. As I was stepping away from the table, the attached bell rang on the door. In came a girl, aged around 7 years, blonde hair, face streaked with sweat and dirt. She walked over, placed a dollar bill on the counter, and asked for one chocolate ice cream cone. Immediately, the clerk, looking at the money, yelled, "You don't have enough money for the ice cream cone." Whoa, I said to myself, as I reached into my pocketbook, took out a couple of bills, and said, "Give the kid what she wants." Edie witnessed the goings-on and said, "Reet, you're a good person." Responding, I said, "No, Edie, I'm just repaying a debt." Experiences, no matter how small, can change you. This changed me. I'm 74 years old now, and I never leave the house without enough money, because you will never know what that bag of jelly beans will cost. This lives with me today.